One possible solution to the future of the energy grid is tucked away in Miguel Arante's basement in Bellows Falls, Vermont.
There it is. Hi, I'm Kathleen.
Scott.
Good to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Electrician Scott Millett is installing the gleaming white battery pack on the homeowner's wall. The sleek plastic arc looks somewhat out of place hanging on the old wood paneling in the rustic basement.
I mean, it looks kind of like a spaceship.
It does. I think it kind of looks like the hood of a Tesla, really.
That's true.
Yeah.
Millett is installing the lithium-ion battery and the inverter and connecting the whole system both to the house and to the grid.
We got the Powerwall inverter, which converts it from DC to AC power, and vice versa to charge the battery.
The inverter is key because it allows the utility to draw energy out of the battery, pull it into the grid, and send it into other people's homes. More on that later. The battery itself stores about 6.4 kilowatts of energy, which could power the bare-bones needs of an average home for about 6 hours. It seamlessly kicks on whenever there's a power outage. For homeowner Miguel Arantes, it's not just a luxury item. His doctors recommended that he have some kind of power backup so his medical alert system would still work in the event of an outage. Arantes is disabled and walks with a cane.
My fear has been, what if I fall and there's no one around? What to do?
One day last year, when Arantes was paying his utility bill, he saw the advertisement on the Green Mountain Power website for Tesla Powerwall batteries. He'd thought about getting a generator before as a backup for possible outages, but he didn't want to keep gasoline around and deal with maintenance in the winter.
Well, and then the name, of course. If it wasn't Tesla, I probably would have thought twice about it. But being familiar with their cars, you know, I thought, okay, well, that's worthy.
The utility, Green Mountain Power, isn't getting a discount from Tesla. The battery and the inverter combined cost about $6,500, but Arantes has opted to pay in monthly installments of about $37 a month for 10 years, which is a total of $4,500. The price is reduced for homeowners who allow Green Mountain Power to pull power from the battery. Right now, Arantes is set up to charge his battery from the grid, but others who are buying Tesla Powerwall batteries will be charging them from their rooftop solar arrays. For Green Mountain Power, that's an important step forward in how small-scale renewable energy can be part of the larger energy mix. Josh Castingay at Green Mountain Power thinks about how, when these 500 batteries have been installed in basements scattered across Vermont, they will act as individual sources of power, sort of like a virtual power plant made up of lots of tiny energy generators all connected to the grid.
It is a system. I mean, you're essentially taking what used to be a couple big plants, big bulk grid, and power flowing down to homes, to now thousands and thousands of points out on the grid that all need to be choreographed together.
That choreography needs to take into account all kinds of factors, like whether the sun is shining, how much electricity consumers are using at peak times, like when everyone gets home from work and turns on the AC and TVs and the stove. All this information is needed to determine if the battery should be charging from the sun or the grid or sending out energy during times of high consumer demand. Castingay says this pilot project with the 500 Tesla Powerwalls will be a way to test and refine that complex algorithm.
If the customer chooses the option where they're sharing access, when a peak time comes, we can have it scheduled to say, okay, you know, start discharging between this hour and this hour, and then refill it right back up and have it available for the customer in case of an outage or something.
One of the biggest challenges is intelligently coordinating hundreds or thousands of these Powerwalls.
That's Masal Masulki, an assistant professor at the University of Vermont in electrical engineering. He says if utilities can figure out how to incorporate these batteries into the grid, they could someday drastically reduce reliance on natural gas-fired plants that they keep on standby for when they need to ramp up power quickly.
So if you can regulate this in a smart way, you can also cancel out the variability that's introduced from renewable energy.
Despite that variability from weather and unpredictable consumer use of renewables, on a sunny day, Vermont can get up to 20% of its energy from solar power. Once all 500 Tesla Powerwalls are hooked up to the grid, those basement batteries will be able to store about 1 megawatt of power, roughly enough to power 170 homes. It might not seem like much, but in a state that's banking on renewable energy, it's enough to keep the lights on. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Kathleen Masterson in Colchester, Vermont.